My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you gotta look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we're going to talk about if you're on the verge of bankruptcy, what do you do?
So I don't know if you've experienced this, Eric.
I have. Let me go first. With Single Grain in the early days, when I took over the company after a year, we had dropped all the way down to one employee and our outside accounting firm said, hey, it might be time to shut it down. And so at that point, I really had two options, right? I could go in one direction where I would just shut it down and take another job, which I had a really good job offer at the time. Neil's actually familiar with that one. And I was about to move to Texas, right? The other side was, no, like, let's just go for it and see what happens. And thankfully, we're able to turn the ship around. And so that's just one example of it, right? Of approaching bankruptcy and having that situation, right? So one is you can grow your way out of it. And if the business sucks, like, you might as well just shut it down at that point. But if you do think you have the team, and if you do think you have the resource to do it, if you do think you have the lead flow to do it, you keep pushing for it because you kind of owe it to the people on your team, right? And you owe it to kind of making it happen. That's one option. Now, the other side of it is like, if you're like heavily in debt, you have no lead flow, your team sucks, there's no pipeline, there's nothing going on, you should probably just shut it down and call it a day because you can move on to something else and there's no point trying to put in good money after bad.
Yeah, well, I usually like doing, because I've been in this situation before, if you're on the verge, evaluate if it makes sense to go forward, and if you can get yourself out, will you be quite a bit ahead? And you want to compare that to, hey, if I just stopped and started over again, what would my outcome be? And sometimes it's hard to predict on what your outcome would be on either one, but you could be like, I could get a job and I'll get paid X dollars a year and it's more conservative. I can hit these milestones and accomplish this in life, or I could take the gamble. And it's up to you on what you want to do. It also depends on the stage in life that you're at. If you have a family and children to take care of, you probably will be thinking a little bit differently than if you are 20 years old and you're in your business and you're on the verge of bankruptcy. It's okay. You're still young. Go keep taking swings at it. Don't stop. it's probably better than working for someone else. Although I shouldn't be saying that, but it's probably true, right? Like go fulfill your dreams and your goals. And if you don't make it, who cares? You're young. There's nothing wrong with that. People fail a lot, and keep your head up high and keep pushing forward, especially if you love what you're doing.
You only need to be right in business once. You'll have to get it right once, right? Plenty of people have failed multiple times, right? What you could do too is, to Neil's point, in finance, it's called running a pro forma, right? So you don't need to learn how to do like a complete projection, but like really what you're looking for is like, okay, 5 years out, what do I think I can be making with this business? What do we think the growth rate is going to be? And like, is that going to work out for me? Like you have to be very realistic too. Like I like to err on the side of caution and be very conservative with my growth numbers. So if you think you're going to grow 20% a year, just say you're going to grow like 10% a year, right? And then you can figure out like, oh, this actually makes sense. I think I can make it happen. And if it looks like it's going to take a long time and it's not going to happen in the next 5 years or so, and like, you're probably better off cutting your losses, but you have to be honest with yourself and make a conservative projection and then make a call from there, right? But nothing's ever going to be perfect because these are projections. These are all pie in the sky stuff, but at least you have a better sense of where things are going. Neil, anything else?
Last but not least, figure out what makes you happy in life, because money isn't everything and it's okay to go bankrupt and lose it. If you enjoy what you're doing, there's nothing wrong with that as well, especially if it works for the life you're in at that moment. And what I mean by that is if you're like 15 years old or 20 years old and you don't have a lot of bills to pay because you're living with your parents, it's okay going bankrupt. You're still living with your parents. Your life isn't that bad. Life is actually really great. When I live with my mom, she paid for my food, gave me a car,
she cooked for gas, you too.
Cooked in my laundry. Life was chill.
Yep. Yep.
Did your mom do the same too?
Oh, all the time. She would do the same right now, even if I go back. So yeah. All right. So that is it for today. We hope this never happens to you, but just know that like we've been through these situations before. There's nothing to be ashamed of. And the option's there because the option's there, right? So that is it for today. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe to this podcast. It helps us grow, and we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.